passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Kiosk Kiosk is an innovative idea from designer Wayne Hemingway as part of his role as a London leader in sustainability. So what was the thinking behind it?
Well, when I met my wife, this was back in the late 70s and I moved to London in 1980. And both of us were from no design training, both from working class backgrounds. Just by being in the right place at the right time and there being opportunity, we were able to set up Red or Dead. We emptied our wardrobes onto Camden Market. I remember the rent was £6 for the Saturday and £6 for the Sunday, so £12 a weekend. So it was kind of no risk to just have a go and see if we could sell anything. Then Geraldine opened a stall in Kensington Market and that was, I think, £12 a week. Just as an aside, the same stall on Camden now, they're open 7 days instead of two, and the cost is £1,250 a week. But we were able to open. It was an easy in, easy out place. Then we were able to open a series of shops. We opened a shop in Neal Street in Covent Garden, and that was £60 a week. Our high streets weren't owned by pension funds then, so you didn't have to be a Next or a Monsoon or something like that. You could just be anybody from anywhere and have a go. And basically, we've had that stripped away from us. Places like Kensington Market and the equivalent of that all around the country have all closed down. There's only one version of Kensington Market left, which is Afflecks Palace in Manchester. So all of those opportunities have gone. Try getting a shop on any reasonably busy street nowadays as a start-up, and it's damn nigh impossible. So how would my kids start today without parental help? And I think to do what myself and Geraldine have done would be very, very difficult, if not impossible. So we thought of the idea of, well, why can't there be a set of creative kiosks, almost like pop-up shops, where people could just have a go and it would actually add to the streetscape. You get some pretty rotten kiosks, especially in London at the moment, those kind of green ones on Oxford Street that sell fake Thierry Henry Barcelona t-shirts for some strange reason. And the idea was, could there not be these creative beacons where people could have a go? And that's what we're doing.
And exactly how will it work?
We're recruiting creative businesses, and it could be people who want to join together with some friends or be put together with people to share this space, just to see if your idea resonates with the public. And you could be selling anything from a jumper to a t-shirt to a piece of furniture to a bit of jewellery. No rent, no rates, no shop fit. It's just there to see if it's going to work, and hopefully it can get you noticed. It can inform you if your product's right, if you've got the right attitude to be a retailer or a designer. And it's basically just having the opportunity that me and Geraldine so luckily had.
And how do you expect it to work ultimately? Will people then move from there into something else, or is it just more a case of pocket money type ideas?
Well, I think if somebody went on and achieved a bit of what we've achieved, then we've served something. But also if somebody just has some fun for a couple of days, I don't mind. And if the public enjoy what they see rather than just shopping on clone streets. But the main thing is, to us, it's a bit of social opportunity, a bit of economic opportunity. And we look at sustainability as being much wider than thinking about carbon footprint. I think you've got to have economic and social sustainability, and this is our contribution to it.
Do you think it's something that can actually work over the long term? Because you're not going to make any money out of the kiosks. How is it really going to be sustainable in the long term?
Well, I mean, this particular kiosk is part of my contribution to London Leaders. It's a political statement, which we've always done at Hemingway Design. It's a very cool piece of design, and it's very clever in the way that it folds out, and it's a cost-effective piece of design. And I don't see why it can't end up being an exciting part of streetscapes up and down the country or internationally. And rather than just having your town centre or in your Arndale centre a pick and mix stall or something selling fake designer handbags or something, why not have something that's iconic as a piece of architecture, really, and that you know you can recognise it, think there must be something interesting going on there, because look at the building, because that's how things normally work. Often architecture makes a statement about what's going on inside it. So people see these small little pop-up shops in a town centre and it becomes a beacon for creativity, and there's no reason why the economic development officers and the economic development directors of any town council can't do what we're doing here in More London and offer it to young people to have a go, because then they're offering something back to the community. And even if it was peppercorn rent, I'm sure it could wash its face.
And do you think this is something that's particularly ideal for the British personality? Because we can be a little bit quirky sometimes.
I grew up understanding that Britain was a place where you could find quirky retail and quirky things round street corners. And we have become more homogenised and more clone town. That's been well documented. You know, that series of books, Crap Towns, and then the Clone Town Britain, and all those things that have been out have documented that. And now when I travel to Copenhagen or Amsterdam or Stockholm or and cities all around the world, I think they've stolen a march on most British cities in terms of they've kept their indie spirit. Kiosk Kiosk has got an opportunity to bring back a bit of indie spirit back to British towns and cities.
And do you think that's something we're all desperate for right now? Because I know I speak to some people and they seem desperate for it. And yet, on the other hand, they're out there spending their money in Next and M&S at the weekends.
Yeah, well, I think partly because you have to make a real effort now to find the indie spirit. It's been pushed to the margins. And we've got a downturn, so shops are becoming available. The Woolworths of this world, there's a few stores, the Zodiacs of this world, are empty, and for certain they're going to be available to artists and things. That's what councils are doing. But that's a short-term thing, and they'll get pushed again. Creativity will get pushed to the margins again once the economy returns. But there are plenty of spaces in our town centres where you couldn't build a shop, but where you could have a pop-up structure that could create that serendipity that will entice people to not shop in the chains.
That's Wayne Hemingway from Hemingway Design and the London Leaders. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.